我们还是来看出埃及记二十章。
Let's continue reading Exodus chapter 20.
二十章第一节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 1.
出埃及记二十章第一节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 1.
神吩咐这一切的话说，第二节。
Verse 2.
我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之地领为奴之家领出来。
And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of land of slavery.
在这里呢，还是神要对百姓宣布十条诫命。
Over here is an announcement of God to the people, the Ten Commandments.
那么一开始还是谈到。神曾经将以色列人从埃及地为奴之家领出来，这么大的恩典。
At the beginning, there was this was mentioned that it was indeed a great grace that has been given to the people because they have been brought out of the land of slavery.
因为有这么大的恩典，所以神才要要求以色列人要遵守以下的诫命。
Because of such an immense grace, therefore God wanted the people.To abide by the commandments.
所以诫命呢，并不是单纯的，只是一个律法上的条规而已。
Therefore, commandments by itself is not only a law.
它乃是神爱以色列百姓，拯救他们得到自由之后，才给他们这样的一种条例。
But rather, these are given to the people after the Lord has saved the people.
因此，以色列人呢，他们感受到神的爱。然后再来领受这个十条诫命，这是完全不一样的心情。
The Israelites they have felt and also received the love from God, and then they have been instructed with these commandments. Therefore, this is a very different matter than that just receiving law alone.
我们如果没有这个恩典做基础的话，那么这个诫命就是一个法律的条规，让人觉得非常冷酷非常的强烈。
Without having the grace of God as the foundation of this commandment, it could simply serve as a very cold law.
那么大家要遵守它，就会有很多的问号。
So it will be questionable for people to abide by these commandments.
可是呢，在这里神一直的强调说，我是将你们从为奴之地领出来的，让你们得到自由的神。
Therefore, God has repeatedly stressed that they have been brought out, he is the Lord, their God, and also he is the one who brought them out of land of slavery.
因此呢，今天我们在遵守这十条诫命，也是建立在这种爱的基础上。
Therefore, today for us to abide by these commandments is because of our love to God.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us so much.
才会将十条诫命来颁布出来，要让我们遵守。
And that's the very reason why he's given us these Ten Commandments to obey.
因此呢，爱律法的总纲就是爱。
And the essence of law is love.
我们今天一定要回归到这个爱，才能够掌握到十条诫命的精髓。
Today we have to return to this love in order to understand the essence of this law.
主耶稣才会说，十条诫命可以划分成两大部分。
The Lord Jesus said that the Ten Commandments can be divided into two portions.
第一部分就是要如何爱神。
First of which is how can we love the Lord.
尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
So that we can love our Lord with all our hearts, all our mind, and also all of our soul.
那么第二大部分就是要爱人如己。
And the second portion too is to love others like ourselves.
所以现在我们来查考第九条诫命。也是一个爱人如己的一种表现。
On the ninth commandment, it is an example of how we can love others as ourselves.
如果我们是爱一个爱人的，我们就不会去做假见证去陷害人。
If we love others, then we'll never bear false witness against others.
不管这个人是怎样的人，我们仍然要尊重他做人的基本权利。
Regardless of what kind of person, this people that we know, we cannot just bear false witness against them.
他纵使是一个恶人，我们仍然不可以做假见证来陷害这个恶人。
He or she may be a wicked person, but we cannot just bear false witness against him.
因为他所做的恶 自然会有神要对他的报应跟惩罚。
Because the wicked acts that has been done by this person will be punished by God.
不是由我们来做假见证来陷害这个恶人，这仍然是一个违背律法的。
It is not we that initiate such a punishment against him because that is against the law.
我们还是要回归到十条诫命啊，不管这个人是怎样的人，我们绝对不可以做假见证的陷害人，这是违反的所谓的程序正义啊，违反了这个律法。
Rather, we have to return to the commandments that we should not bear false witness against others because it's against the law.
因此呢，今天我们来看这条第九条诫命。
Therefore, today we'd like to study the ninth commandment.
十六节说，不可做假见证陷害人。
At verse 16, it says, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor."
这里有两个部分，第一个是做假见证。
There are two parts to this. First part is bearing false testimony.
第二部分是陷害人的动机。
The next is to be against others.
因此呢，我们这里说不可做假见证，就是不可以说谎话。
Do not bear false witness. It means that you shouldn't lie.
说谎话乃是神所憎恶的。
Lying is something that has been loathed by God.
所以有人做一个统计在一千个人里面做个统计，91%的人都承认说他说过谎话。
Among 1,000 people, there was a statistic that has been done. 91% of people said that they have lied in the past.
我们看箴言第六章。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 6.
箴言。
Excuse me, Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章
Proverbs chapter
6 十六节
Verse 16 There are six things to the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him.
十七节
Verse 17 Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood.
十八节
A heart that devises wicked schemes.Feet that are quick to rush into evil.
19节
A false witness who pours out lies and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers.
这里说到呢，神所厌恶的一共有七样。
There are seven things that has been detested by God.
那么其中有撒谎的舌头，还有吐谎言的假见证，两个竟然相似，可是又重复出现。
It has been mentioned a lying tongue as well as.False witness, and you would think that they are the same. However, they are not identical.
可见呢，神对这个撒谎的这件事情呢，是多么的厌恶啊！竟然重复出现两次。
Therefore, you can understand how much the Lord hates people lying.
因此呢，说谎话是神所厌恶的。
Therefore, God detested lying tongues.
我们看圣经里面有几个做假见证陷害人的例子。
We could look at a few examples from the Bible where people bear false witness against others.
第一个，我们看到旧约亚哈王时代。
In the Old Testament, during the age of King Ahab.
我们请看列王记上二十一章。
Please turn to 1 Kings chapter 21.
列王记上二十一章
First King chapter 21
第一节
Verse 1
这事以后又有一次耶斯列人拿伯在耶斯列有一个葡萄园靠近撒玛利亚王亚哈的宫。
So sometime later there was an incident involving a vineyard.Belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite, and the vineyard was the Jezreel close to the palace of Ahab king of Samaria.
这里说到有一个拿伯，他有一个葡萄园靠近亚哈王的宫。
So there's a vineyard that belongs to Naboth close to the palace of King Ahab.
那么亚哈王很喜欢他的葡萄园。
And King Ahab likeHis vineyard.
所以呢，希望跟他买他的葡萄园。
He wanted to buy his vineyard.
可是呢，拿伯说我不敢卖给你啊。
But then Naboth says that he did not want to sell it to him.
因为那是祖先所留给他的产业， 他必须固守这个产业，不可以变卖。
Because it should not be given to him because it's an inheritance of his father.
可是呢，亚哈王很喜欢呢，怎么办？
But then King Ahab loved this vineyard so much. What can he do?
因此呢，亚哈王就闷闷不乐的回到宫里面，躺在床上。
So King Ahab was sullen and angry, and lie on his bed.
但是呢，他的王后耶洗别竟然给他出了一个不好的主意。
So then the queen, Jezebel, has come up with an ill idea.
她说啊，我给你想一个方法呢，一定可以把她的葡萄园给要过来。
She says that there's one way that I can make this person to give this vineyard to you.
因此呢，她造了两个匪徒呢，来做假见证。
So then she has made two robbers to make false witness against him.
我们看呢。耶洗别所出的这个诡计是什么？
So what is kind of scheme that Jezebel has done?
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
当时耶洗别就写了信给拿伯那个城市里面的长老。
So then she wrote letters to the elders in that city.
那么信上就写着这么样写的，我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
信上写着说，你们当宣告禁食，叫拿伯坐在民间的高位上。
It says here, proclaim a day of fasting and seat Naboth in the prominent place among the people.
又叫两个匪徒坐在拿伯对面做见证，告他说你谤读神和王了。随后就把他拉出去用石头打死。
But seat two scoundrels opposite of him.And have them testify that he has cursed both God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death.
所以呢，信上这么交代。后来，那个城市的长老真的就照做了。
So because the letter was wrote such a way, the elders of the city actually follow what was instructed.
这两个匪徒呢，就做假见证来陷害拿伯。
So these two scoundrels, they have bore.A false witness against Naboth.
拿伯根本没有去亵渎神啊，也没有亵渎王啊。
Naboth has never cursed God, both God or the king.
可是呢，这两个匪徒呢，做了假见证。
But then these two robbers or scoundrels has bore a false witness against him.
所以立刻呢，众人就把他拉到城外，用石头打死了。
So immediately he has been taken out of the city and stoned to death.
那么耶洗别听到拿伯被石头打死以后，就叫亚哈王说：“你可以去拿葡萄园了。”
So then after they learned that Naboth has been killed, then Jezebel told the king to seize the land.
可是这个事情神非常生气。
But then God was in big wrath.
所以叫了先知以利亚去责备这个亚哈王。
So then God has sent prophet Elijah to warn the king.
他说亚哈王你竟然卖了自己啊。
So King Ahab, how can you betray yourself?
你卖了自己，行神眼中看为恶的事情。
So you have betrayed yourself and done those wicked things.
所以神也要惩罚你啊。
So then God will punish you.
因此我们从这里看到呢，做假见证陷害人导致拿伯的死亡。
So then you could see that how such a false witness has led to the death of Naboth.
而且这个时候呢，不只是这两个匪徒要受审判那个亚哈王耶洗别以及那个城市里面的长老其实都是共犯，他们一起都要受审判。
So not only these two scoundrels has to be punished for.As well as the elders and also those who has planned the scheme.
因此呢，我们要知道这个做假见的事情呢，不是只有那两个匪徒要受审判而已。
So not only these two scoundrels that has been punished.
我们要知道呢，神是公义的神。
We know that God is a God of just.
人所做的这种假见证陷害人，虽然达到目的了。
Even though people may bear false witness against others to attain a certain objective.
可是呢，神一定会替我们伸冤。
But then God will take revenge for us.
神一定会会把公义彰显出来。
And God will use his righteousness to be manifested.
后来呢，先知以利亚所讲的话呢， 非常严重的一个惩罚。
So then Prophet Elijah has spoken about a serious punishment.
我们看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
这是以利亚所说的话。
And that is said by Prophet Elijah.
他你要对他说，耶和华如此说，你杀了人，又得了他的产业吗？又要对他说，耶和华如此说，狗在何处舔拿伯的血，也必在何处舔你的血。十九节。
Verse 19 said to him, this is what the Lord said, have you not murdered a man and seized his property? Then said to him, this is what the Lord says, in the place where dogs licked up Naboth's blood, dogs will lick up your blood. Yes, yours.
二十节。
At verse 20,
亚哈对以利亚说，我仇敌啊，你找到我吗？他回答说，我找到你了，因为你卖了自己，显耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Ahab said to Elijah, so you have found me, my enemy. I have found you, he answered, because you have sold yourself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord.
耶和华说，我必使灾祸临到你，将你除尽，凡属你的男丁，无论困住的、自由的，都从以色列中剪除。
Verse 21, I am going to bring disaster on you. I will consume your descendants and cut off from Ahab every last male in Israel, slave or free.
我必使你的家像尼巴的儿子耶罗波安的家，又像亚西亚的儿子巴沙的家，因为你惹我发怒，又使以色列人陷在罪里。
Verse 22, I will make your house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and that of Baasha, son of Ahijah, because you have provoked me to anger and have caused Israel to sin.
论到耶洗别，耶和华也说，狗在耶斯列的外锅必吃耶洗别的肉。
23, and also concerning Jezebel, the Lord says, dog will devour Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel.
凡属亚哈的人，死在城中的必被狗吃，死在田野的必被空中的鸟吃。
Verse 24, dogs will eat those belonging to Ahab who die in the city, and the birds of the air will feed on those who die in the country.
后来这些咒诅的话真的都应验了。
So all these words of curses has revealed later on.
后来耶洗别也就是也是这样死掉了也是由狗来舔他的血来吃他的肉。
And Jezebel eventually died the same way that has been described, and the dog actually came for her blood.
所以呢，这个就是作假见证陷害人的结果啊。
So that is the consequence of bearing false testimony against others.
因此呢，今天我们有任何这种作假见的事情呢，神一定会做公义的审判。
Therefore, if we bear any false testimony against others today, the Lord God will judge us.
虽然这个是两个匪徒所做的假见证，可是它背后的主使者是耶洗别跟亚哈王。
Even though those false testimony has been borne by these two scoundrels, but there are people behind it that is planning all.
这两个人仍然是最主要的这个要被审判的人。
Even though those two were the main characters to be to be trial.
再来，我们看到新约时代主耶稣被抓到公会被审判的时候。
And also, we'd like to take a look how the Lord Jesus has been trialed in New Testament.
当时公会的人也要找到做假见证人要来定耶稣的罪。
At that time, they were trying to find the guilt and also witnesses of the Lord Jesus in the synagogue.
我们请看马太福音二十六章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 26.
这个时候主耶稣已经被抓到公会了。
So at that time, the Lord has been brought to the
我们看五十九节。
Assembly.
五十九节。
Please read 59.
马太福音二十六章五十九节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 26 verse 59.
祭司长和全公会寻找假见证来控告耶稣，要致死他。
The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death.
虽有好些人来做假见证，总得不着实据。幕后有两个人前来说， 啊，这个人曾说我能拆毁神的殿，三日内又建造起来。
But they did not find any, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'"
这里说到呢，啊，祭司长跟全公会的人呐，都在寻找假见证，要来控告耶稣。
So the chief priests and also everybody in the whole Sanhedrin trying to look for the Lord Jesus.
你看哦，这些祭司长啊，全公会的人应该是最了解律法的人。
And these priests are the one who understand the law the most.
但是呢，他们竟然违背了第九条诫命，要寻找假见证，要来控告耶稣。
But then, in the contrary, they were trying their every effort to find any false evidence against the Lord.
我们看到这些人呐、啊，真的没有在遵守诫命啊。
And we could see that no one is obeying the law.
但是呢，他们纵使这些作假见证的人呢、啊，啊，彼此之间也斗不起来，没办法得到实据。
But then, even though all of them wanted to find a false evidence, but none of them can work together.
我们从这里看到呢，这些犹太人。真的已经堕落了。
And you could see that the Jews they have fallen.
他们还是一个祭司长。
They are also priests.
啊，这样的一种人啊，这样的一种啊尊贵的啊身份，竟然还是违背诫命。
People of such a noble status still doing things against the law.
因此，今天我们要好好的来啊，把啊提醒自己说。我们今天热心来聚会敬拜神，还不代表我们是遵守诫命的人。
So today it serves as a reminder for us, for every one of us who are fervently coming to church for service, we should not regard ourselves as
啊，这些祭司长呢是宗教的领袖啊，可是他们竟然还是违反诫命。
Even though these are the chief priests, but they still do things against the law.
我们今天呢、啊、在教会敬拜神。这只是一个外在的形式，这是像一个祭司一样。
So by coming for service is only a formality.
但是呢，我们一定要遵守诫命，才会得到神的祝福啊。
But then, in order to receive the blessing from the Lord, we have to obey His law.
要不然呢、啊，会像这祭司长一样啊，要寻找假见证来违反诫命，这仍然是神所厌恶的事情。
So God hates those who bear false witness against others.
最后呢，这些罪都归到他们的头上和他们的子孙呐、
啊。And the sin shall be passed on to them as well as their descendants.
我们再看另外一个例子，就是斯提凡呐、啊、被逼迫的时候，也是被抓到公会来审判。
So another example is Stephen, who has been brought to this also assembly to be tried.
我们请看《使徒行传》第七章啊第六章。
Book of Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Book of Acts chapter 6.
这里记载斯提凡 被抓到公会 要被审判。
So Stephen has been seized and then he is in this assembly to be tried.
那么他们也找了人来做假见证。
So there are people brought forward to bear false testimony.
我们看第六章十二节。
So please turn to chapter 6 verse
十二节。
12.
他们又耸动了百姓、长老并文士，就忽然来抓拿他，把他带到公会去。
So they stir up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law.They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin.
设下假见证说，这个人说话不住地践踏圣所和律法。
They produced false witnesses, who testified, this fellow never stopped speaking against the holy place and against the law.
我们曾听见他说，这拿撒勒人耶稣要毁坏此地，也要改变摩西所交给我们的规条。
For we have heard him say that the Jesus of Nazareth will destroy the place and change the customs Moses handed down to us.
在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
同样的工会呢，这里要逼迫斯提凡。
So Sanhedrin is against and also persecuting Stephen.
一样啊，用钱买了一些匪徒来做假见证，要来陷害他。
In the same way, they have spent some money, bought some false witnesses.
就说呢，这斯提凡呢，啊，不住的践踏圣所和律法。
So they accuse Jesus of someone who is speaking against the holy place and against the law.
当然，斯提凡呢，最后就被用石头打死了。
Of course, eventually Stephen has been stoned to death.
可是这个时候，斯提凡的面貌呢，像天使的面貌，这么的荣耀。
But then at the time, Stephen's face was just like the face of an angel.
所以呢，斯提凡呢，他并不害怕死亡。
Stephen was not afraid of death.
他反而最后说，求神能够接收他的灵魂啊，到天上去。
But rather, he prayed to the Lord that God will receive his soul.
可是呢，这些作假见证的啊人呢，最后要被神审判。
So all those who bear false testimony against him will be trial later.
我们从这样的几个例子来看呢，作假见证、陷害人呢，记录在圣经里面有这么多的地方。
So we could see so many examples in the Bible recorded about bearing false testimony against others.
真的要给我们一个最大的一个结论呢，我们请看箴言十九章。
And there is a good conclusion to it. And please turn to Psalm. Proverbs,
箴言十九章
Chapter 19.
箴言十九章
Proverbs Chapter 19.
第五节
Verse 5.
十九章第五节
Proverbs Chapter 19 Verse 5.
作假见证的必不免受罚，吐出谎言的终不能逃脱。
A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies.Will not go free.
所以这里呢，就是一个结论。
This is the conclusion.
我们今天呢，做假见证呢，这陷害人的，将来一定会被惩罚。
If we bear false testimony today against others, we will be punished someday.
因为神呢，一定鉴察我们所说的话语。
Because the Lord God will examine every word that we say.
就好像录音机一样啊，把我们所讲的话都录下来了。
It's just likened to a recorder that is recording every word that we put out.
将来要把我们的审判的时候，把我们的话都播放出来。我们说过的这些假见证，那我们就无法逃脱这个审判。
In the day of judgment, there will be a replay of all those words that we have said, and we cannot shun away from this punishment.
但是现在呢，我们说到现代生活里面呢。
So then let's talk about this reality or everyday life.
也许今天呢，我们并没有这么大的罪去做假见证陷害人。
Perhaps there is nothing in these days that we have to made up something to plot against others.
我们还没有到假见证的这种这么严重的作为。
And maybe we don't have to bear false testimony per se.
可是现代人呢，最可怕的就是那些猜测的言语呢这些谣言呐，也是个很可怕的现象。
But then, what is more scary is that the words of people today are always so ambiguous that it's leading to false conclusion.
就是说，这些猜测的话变成一种谣言。
The words of ambiguity has become rumors.
谣言是什么
？So what is rumor?
谣言就是我听说，然后我就把它说出去。可是我没有去查证。
So rumor is it works this way. As you hear somebody says something, you never try to
去查证
to check whether such a word is right or wrong. Then you immediately pass on to others.
所以呢，我们有一个故事说了有一个谣言
So there was a story about rumor.
说有一个人他咳嗽了。
There was a person who was coughing.
结果吐了就咳出来东西了。哇，手帕接住了，有一条红色的血丝。
So then, when he coughed so hard, there was a little blood stain.
结果呢，一传二，二传三了，一直的传到后来，他吐出一条蛾一只蛾出来了。
So after such a word has gone around long enough, they were saying that he has coughed.A duck out of his throat.
所以呢，谣言真的是很可怕的事情
So then, rumors is indeed very dreadful.
尤其在传谣言的人会越传越严重
For those who pass on rumors or gossips will try to make it worse.
这个是谣言啊，就好像是做假见证一样啊。
And these rumors is just likened to bearing false witness.
今年我们虽然没有在公会里面，我们没有在法院里面做假见证去陷害人啊，没有这么严肃啊这样的一种场合。
Maybe today we're not in the Sanhedrin or in the court bearing false testimonies against someone.
但是今天我们在传递谣言的时候呢，这也是会伤害到人啊。
But however, when we pass along these rumors today, it will also hurt others.
所以圣经里面说那些啊传舌的人啊，就是谣言的传播者啊，啊就是非常厉害的会。伤害到人的生命。
So the Bible says that those who pass on rumors are the one who hurt others.
我们看啊，圣经里面啊，箴言里面啊，对我们的啊那个啊传舌的人啊，啊讲了很多啊警告的话语啊。
So there are many warnings in the book of Proverbs regarding rumors.
因为呢，谣言啊，一直的传啊，传到后来。真的会深入人的心、啊、然后败坏掉人的生命。
Because these rumors will someday, deplete the hearts of people.
我们来看呢，啊，箴言十八章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8.
十八章第八节。
Chapter 18, verse 8.
传舌人的言语如同美食，深入人的心腹。
The words of gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts.
这些传舌人啊，的言语啊，就是那些传播谣言的人啊，没有经过查证，可是就一直的传播出去的人。
So the words of gossip is rumors.
这些人啊，他们的话语呢，好像啊，人家很喜欢听啊，深入人的心腹。
So it's just people like to hear about it. It's just things that go down to a man's inmost part.
可是到最后的结果呢，反而啊，他会伤害到人的生命。
But then eventually it will threaten one's life.
所以呢，啊，箴言里面一直说到呢，啊，言语呢是跟人的生命有密切的关系。
Therefore, Proverbs says that words has to do with life of people.
我们再看十六章。
So please turn to chapter 16.
十六章的二十八节。
Chapter 16, verse 28.
十六章二十八节
，Chapter 16, verse 28。
乖僻人播散纷争，传舌的离间密友。
Perverse men stir up dissensions, and a gossip separates close friends.
啊，所以传舌的人呐、啊，可以啊，把故事呢 啊，像谣言一样一直的传下去。这些人会把好的朋友都可以变成是敌对的关系、啊、
Those who gossip will pass on rumors, and will ruin friendships.
所以呢，圣经里面呢，对于这个言语呢，啊，一直叫我们要谨慎小心，不要去传播谣言。
Therefore, the Bible always cautions us, that we have to speak very careful.
我们会听到很多的消息。
We'll listen to a lot of news.
但是呢，我们要去查证。
But then we have to verify.
这些消息是真的吗
？Are these news true？
如果不没有查证以前，我们不要再传给其他的人听。
So before you verify such a news, do not pass it on.
因为人呐、啊，一个最软大的软弱，喜欢听啊一些消息。
Because the weakness of man is we always like to hear news.
我告诉你哦，我听说什么。
So someone will say to you, you know what? I
have heard this. 这些人又会把这些消息又传到其他的人身上。
So then such a person, after hearing it, will pass it on to another.
可是呢，啊，圣经里面呢，对于这种啊传舌的、传播谣言的啊，也等于是在做假见证呐、啊，这是会陷害人呐、啊。
So according to the Bible, the one who gossips is likened to the one bearing false witness.
所以圣经说呢，就是传舌的人呐、啊，啊，我们一定要跟他保持距离啊，免得啊会在他的啊传舌的话语之间呢、啊、被他陷害。
We have to keep a distance from those gossipers.
因此今天啊，我们要好好的来保守自己的嘴巴。
Today we have to, preserve and also control our tongues.
我们用我们的言语来说造就人的好话。
We use our words to bring edification to others.
不要用传舌啊去传播谣言来伤害人的生命。
So we don't use words to hurt other people's life.
这就是我们现代的做假见证的现象啊。
So this is the scenario of people today bearing false witness.
那另外呢，还有一种啊，不是直接做假见证，但是我们隐藏部分的事实。
There is also something about bearing false witness is to hide partial truth.
我们呢说一部分的话啊，但是隐藏一半的事实，这样的话也是类似在做假见证啊。
When you intentionally say something by holding part of the truth, it is also bearing false witness.
我们不说话，有时候也是一种赞成，好像也是在在赞成这样的一种假的见证。
When you remain silent, it can also mean that you agree to such a false witness.
我们来看利未记第五章。
Please turn to Book of Leviticus chapter 5.
利未记第五章。
Leviticus chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
利未记第五章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 5 verse 1.
若有人听见发誓的声音，他本是见证，却不把所看见的、所知道的说出来，这就是罪，他要担当他的罪孽。
If a person sins because he does not speak up when he hears a public charge to testify regarding something he has seen or learned about,He will be held responsible.
这里说到呢，怎样的人呢、啊，也是算有罪的人。
So what's the kind of person that is regarded as
a sinner? 他是一个啊，听到别人啊在啊发誓的声音呢、啊，啊，他听到了，他就是有做见证的这种啊身份的、啊。
This will be the one who have overheard overheard or seen and also learned about.Something that has been charged against someone.
但是呢，他却不把所看见、所听到的，把它说出来，来做一个见证。他隐藏了，他啊，假装不知道，假装没有听见。
However, he pretended he did not know a thing about it, so he does not speak up.
而这个时候，他仍然是罪。
And at this point, he's also regarded as sinning against.
所以这里就是说到呢，啊。这个不是直接做假见证。
This is not directly making false testimony.
这里是说他没有把他应该要做见证的啊这个事情把它讲出来，他啊安静不说话，可是这仍然说影响到那个人啊受亏损。
So what it's saying right here is someone who knows the truth, but then he kept silent. So in order to make the thing false, look false.
而这样的一种啊。安静也等于啊是一种陷害人的啊一种做法。
So such kind of silence is also a way of plotting against others.
所以我们说呢啊做假见证呢、啊，虽然他不是直接啊在做假见证，可是他是啊保持沉默隐藏他的见证，仍然还是有罪。
So when we say bearing a false testimony, it also means that.When you keep silent about a truth that you know, it is also bearing false witness.
我们可以看箴言二十四章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 11.
箴言二十四章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 11.
人被拉到死地，你要解救；人将被杀，你须拦阻。
Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter.
你若说这事我未曾知道，那衡量人心的岂不明白吗？保守你命的岂不知道吗？他岂不按个人所行的报应个人吗？
If you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done?
所以同样的有一个人、啊、被拉到死地、啊、将要被杀，已经到了这种生死的边缘了。
So there was a person that has been brought to this place to be killed.
可是如果你、啊、知道这些事情，你可以做一个见证来拯救他，那你应该要做。
But then if you know the truth, that can save and also rescue the life of this person, then you should do it.
可是呢，你却说啊，这个事情我未曾知道啊，我保持安静，我不说话。
But then you just in the opposite that remained silent and did not want to say anything.
没有做任何的见证。
So we did not have any testimony about it.
那就导致那个人就被杀了。
So in the consequence that the person has
been slaughtered. 这个事情神都知道。
And all these matters happen, God knows.
因为这是我们自己啊，假装说我们不知道的一种啊，这是一种啊，保持安静的一种啊外表。
Because in the our appearance that we pretend to be silent and not outspoken about it.
我们应该做的见证而没有说出来，那我们仍然是罪。
And if there's something that we have to testify against, but if we remain silent, it is also a kind of sin.
所以神一定会按照个人所行的来报应个人。
And God will punish according to all those things that we have done.
我们也许可以欺骗人，可是绝对没有办法欺骗神。
Maybe we can deceive others, but we can never deceive God.
这就是说，我们应该要见证，而没有见证的，仍然也是一个罪。
This means to say that when there's time that we have to testify, yet we did not choose to, then it's a sin.
所以这也是这虽然不是直接做假见证，而是不做见证，但是最后的结果仍然是陷害人，这仍然是一个罪。
So even though this is not bearing false testimony, however, by remaining silent, that is brought to false conclusion, then you are also participating in bearing false witness.
今天我们在福音的工作上就是有这种责任。
So in the way that we preach the gospel today, we have this kind of responsibility.
我们都有为耶稣要来做见证的一种责任。
We have this responsibility to bear witness for the Lord.
今天我们看到这个世界就是在撒旦魔鬼的权势之下受了苦害。
So look at the world today that is under the bondage of sin and also the hands of devil.
好多人真的被撒旦欺负的被他们凌辱了，快要死了。
There are many people who has been persecuted by the devil till the at the verge of death.
我们看到现在有多少的罪恶，多少的战争。
And look at how much sin that is going on out there and also how much a war that is happening.
我们之前还听到有一个人拿着枪到学校呢去枪杀了那些学校的学生跟老师死了二十几个人。
So we have overheard recently this news about a person who took a gun to a school and killed 20 over people.
这样的一种事情呢，我们如果不做见证来拯救他们的话，这个世界越来越糟糕。
And if you don't testify to save these people,then the world will become worse.
所以呢，今天我们有做见证来防范魔鬼的这样的一种陷害。
So today we need to bear witness to be against the persecutions of devil.
我们要做见证他。
So we have to bear testimony.
我们如果不做，我们仍然有罪。
If we don't testify, then we have sin.
那最后呢，我们来说到一个所谓的白色谎言的一个讨论。
So lastly, I would like to talk about this discussion about white lies.
因为每次说到谎言一定会有说到白色的谎言可不可以。
So there are people always asking, when we talk about lying, they said, can we just, sometimes have white lies?
神讨厌厌恶那些说谎话的人。
So Lord God detests those who lies.
可是呢，如果这种谎话可以去造就人，去帮助人的话，那么这种谎话就变成白色的谎话。
But then if such a lie, which is white lies that can help others in a certain way, then it's good.
那这样的白色的谎话可以吗？
But then can we do white lies?
我们看圣经有几个例子记录这些白色谎话的人。
So then we look at a few examples from the Bible that were people do white lies.
虽然时间的关系我只能举例说明我没有办法翻开圣经好好的再继续讨论。
And because of time constraint, I cannot go into each of the examples in the Bible.
比如说在埃及的那些以色列人他们要出生小孩法老王说如果是男生就要把他打死。
So take for instance, when those Israelites in the Egypt,And the king has made a decree to kill all of the firstborn.
但是呢，收生婆却不敢做这件事情。
But then the one who the
收生婆,
the midwives have dare not testify that the person has actually having a son.
收生婆反而跟法老王说谎话，说：“哎呀，没有啦，是希伯来的妇人呐，啊，太强壮了，我们还没有到，都已经生了，所以我们没有办法去杀害她的男婴。”
So then they have to, the midwives have to tell the king that, well, these Jews were so strong that they have given birth to the child before we arrive.
啊，其实,
so I have no opportunity to kill the child.
所以呢，收生婆其实啊， 是敬畏神,
so
她不敢做这个事情。
The midwives have reverence towards God.
可是她对法老王说的却是白色的谎话。
But then they have told white lies to the king.
另外还有一个例子呢, 约拿丹啊, 啊, 在帮助大卫, 逃脱他的父亲扫罗王的追杀。
And also Jonathan has helped King David in escaping from his father killing him.
他用的一些话也仍然是欺骗他的爸爸, 啊, 来帮助大卫得到平安。
So he has said some white lies and told some white lies to save the life of David.
所以这还是一个白色的谎话。
And that is also white lies.
再来有一个拉合啊, 就是耶利哥城的拉合啊, 他也是说谎话, 来看顾那个以色列的两个探子, 拉合, Raha,
and also Raha, who has told white lies to save the life of the two spies.
啊, 所以呢, 让两个, 啊, 来窥探耶利哥城的, 啊, 以色列探子得到平安。
So that those two spies who actually went to the city of Jericho to spy on, their life may be spared.
而这个拉合的名字还记录在主耶稣的家谱里面。
And this name of Raha has been recorded in the chronology of Lord Jesus.
所以这就是啊, 神, 啊, 看起来圣经啊, 啊, 好像还, 啊, 很保留了这些人说白色的谎话。
So it seems that the Lord and also have put the names of these people who have told white lies in the Bible.
所以现在呢, 我们要如何去判断啊, 什么谎话会伤害人, 什么谎话会造就人。
So then we have to discern what kind of lies that will hurt others, what kind of lie that will edify others.
我们要如何说一些谎话是可以造就人的, 这样的, 啊, 事情真的是很难去判断的。
So sometimes it's very difficult for us to discern what's the kind of lie that we can tell to help others.
所以我们只能说这个是一个讨论, 啊, 我们可以来做思考。
So I can only say that this will only be a discussion and something worth for our thinking.
但是我们最重要是要造就人。
By the end of the day, we are to edify everyone.
我们希望啊, 神能够让我们, 啊, 能够成为一个造就人, 啊, 来帮助人, 啊, 这样的一种, 啊, 这是一个爱的目的。
So we must become an edifier because that is the ultimate goal of love.
那么如果能够用说诚实话来造就人, 这是一个最好的。
And if we can speak the word of truth to edify others, that will be the best.
那么圣经所记载的这几个白色谎言的例子呢, 啊, 我们仅做参考。
So these few examples in the Bible where people told white lies can only serve as a few examples.
这绝对不是让我们轻易的去模仿, 啊, 就可以学习。
It is not something easily for us to imitate on.
因为那个谎言啊, 最后如果被揭发了以后呢, 他就没有办法造就人, 反而会引起更大的伤害, 那就不好了。
Because sometimes such a lie can lead to some of the side effects that might be quite unexpected.
所以呢, 真的是, 啊, 白色的谎话的那种, 啊, 它的那种边缘啊, 真的是很难去界定的。
So it's very hard to put a perimeter on the white lies that we tell.
我们求神呢, 帮助给我们智慧。
So may the Lord grant us the wisdom.
但是我们的结论呢, 很简单, 就是不可做假见证陷害人, 才能够得到神的祝福。
And our conclusion today is very simple, is that we should not bear false witness against others, then shall we receive blessings from God.
一起唱诗。
Please sing hymn.